This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The Small Enterprise Development Agency under the Department of Small Businesses Development is hosting its 13th annual stakeholder forum today and tomorrow at Boeketlong Launch in June 1st at Gamatlala here in the province. The event is held under the theme Ecosystems Collaboration Enhanced to Accelerate the Growth of Small Enterprises. We're speaking to the provincial manager, Goni Slabat. Good evening. Welcome to Progressive Talk.
Good evening, and good evening to your listeners.
Good evening. Thank you very much. Well, talk to us about CEDA.
CEDA is an agency of the Department of Small Business Development. And our role and responsibilities is to provide non-financial support services to small businesses and cooperatives throughout our network of branches and incubators across the country. We have our head office, which is the national office in Pretoria. And then we have 9 provincial offices and 53 branches, and we have 101 incubation centers throughout the country. As CEDA, we are part of the DSBD portfolio with our sister agency, the Small Enterprise Finance Agency, whose mission is to give financial assistance to small businesses. But I think people need to understand that they should not mistake CEDA and CIFA, because CIFA deals with finance, and CEDA deals with non-financial support services. We all work together to reach a common goal, which is to develop and support small businesses and cooperatives in the country.
You'll be at Skukune. What will you be bringing there?
Well, at CEDA in Skukune, normally we organize an annual stakeholder forum, or what people would generally call an AGM, annually, and the 13th annual stakeholder forum, our board has decided to bring it to Limpopo. And as a provincial office, me and my team decided that because it's coming to Limpopo, let us take it, instead of taking it to Polokwane or to Waterberg, where normally activities happen and so on, let us take it to a rural province and a rural area, a rural district, which is Skukune. And we decided we're bringing this event to Skukune for this year so that we share with the people of Skukune, because the people of Skukune, we believe that if they know about CEDA, they hear about CEDA. Some of them know where our office is in Krobleszaal, but in general, people do not really know who CEDA is and what CEDA does. Mm. So we thought that we need to come and report the agency's annual achievement for this last financial year in this area of Skukune, so that we emphasize on the theme of this year, which is ecosystem collaboration enhanced to accelerate the growth of small enterprises. And how do we do that? By saying to our stakeholders, especially in Skukune and the people of Skukune, and especially in the area of Hamuloi and the surrounding areas, that we are here as CEDA, and we are here to assist you in growing your businesses, but we are here for those people who want to start businesses, those people who are retrenched or who lost their job through COVID and so on. If they have an idea or they have a passion to start their own businesses, this is the time. We bring these services to you to come and share our experience, our past experience. We want to inform you. We want to share our good times, but we also want you to come and talk to us about your challenges that you are experiencing in being small businesses or in looking at starting a small business process.
Give us a quick rundown of what will be happening during the two-day annual stakeholder forum.
Well, we will be running the two-day program in the following fashion. Okay, day one, we as CEDA and our partners, the Small Enterprise Finance Agency, Limpopo Economic Development Agency, the National Empowerment Fund, and the local municipalities, as well as the district municipality, and Limpopo Economic Development Agency, the Department of Economic Development and Environment and Tourism in the province, we will be showcasing some of our successful entrepreneurs. We will be reporting on our success stories and all those SMEs that were supported by CEDA in the year 2020-2021. We will also be having, we had panel discussions where people were sharing practices, best practices, and do's and don'ts on access to markets, access to finance, And we also brought to the community the model that government is now driving, which is the district model, and our own district ecosystem facilitation model, so that people understand what it is that we do. They understand how do we link in to the district development model as an agency of the Department of Small Business Development. The second day of the event, which is tomorrow, we will be joined by the Minister of Small Business Development, Honorable Mastella Ndabeni Abrams, who will be delivering a keynote address on the overall performance of CEDA in the province. She will be covering, obviously, nationally, because as a minister, she will be dealing with the national program, right? And then we will end with a media briefing, but also I want to say to people, they must listen, because we will, during the day, we will be having the outside broadcasting with Capricorn FM. People can listen, those who cannot make it to the event, to understand and share with us the successes that we have achieved, and also understand where we're going into the new financial year and what we will be bringing to them as we go along into the next year. And what are the new things that we are looking at? And we have invited guests, and we expected those guests to RSVP, because of the COVID protocol. We cannot house too many clients or too many people at the event. So we are only able to accommodate 200 people. But we also have, the session is conducted physically as well as via Zoom. So it's a hybrid session. We also have a link where people can link onto the Zoom webinar to listen and share in the activities of the day, and understand what are the issues that we experience as organization in dealing with the COVID pandemic, and how we manage to support our clients through the processes.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.